Every 4 years, football fever infects the world, and 2010 is no exception. From sports bars to pubs to outdoor venues, fans gather to share the excitement, show their passion, and cheer on their teams. In New York, U.S. fans were joyous after the underdog American team eked out a 1-1 draw with powerhouse England.
That's why we gave out England a great wake-up call. I mean, the boys here in the States, we can play.
On the other side of the Atlantic, fans of the English squad had a different reaction.
Very disappointed, AIM. I don't think AIM, we played the right system against them. Not enough good players on the pitch at the time. At the end of the day, they're not the greatest team in the world, and we've struggled even there.
In Buenos Aires, Argentines exulted over a 1-0 win over Nigeria.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Today we showed what football is.
In Lagos, meanwhile, Nigeria fans tried to stay upbeat.
I didn't believe Nigeria can play the way they played Argentina. If we can continue like this and we retain our coach and maintain the boys, I believe we're going places.
With opening matches still being played, no team has been eliminated, and every nation taking part in South Africa still has hope of a championship. Serbia fans cheered their team's first World Cup appearance as an independent nation.
I don't know, it's going to be tough, huh? But hopefully we'll come through. The boys will come through.
As host nation, South Africa's efforts to prepare for the World Cup have been lauded the world over. This English pub patron's comments are typical of the praise.
Enjoyed it. Wish I was out there, but being here is fun, and they seem to be doing a good job. I think the South Africans got to be proud at the moment.
The World Cup and the mania it inspires culminates with a final match July 11th. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.